Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Worth Township Board of Trustees has approved some purchases and additional expenses. Approval was given to spend $13,590 to buy a new electronic sign to be used for making announcement regarding township matters. A construction company was hired for $38,750 to tear off the shingles and reshingle the roof on the township hall. And approval was also given to purchase two electric generators at a cost of $24,762. Because some additional work was approved to have more access to beach properties, the additional cost of $8,219 was approved as well. And another news for today. During the November election, Bad Axe City residents will be asked to approve a ballot issue to allow a new type of business to operate in the community. The ballot question that was approved during Monday's meeting will be asking voters in November whether or not to repeal a previous ordinance regarding marijuana businesses. If the ballot proposal is approved, it will allow two marijuana businesses to operate in the city. And if the proposal is voted down, then the original ordinance prohibiting marijuana businesses in the city will stay in effect. In 2008, state residents voted to legalize medical marijuana, and in 2018 voted to legalize recreational marijuana. The recreational aspect of the law allows people to grow, process, and purchase marijuana. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
I'm Justin Smith, retired sheriff and executive director for the National Sheriffs Association. Criminal networks are stealing billions of dollars through social media, phone calls, and texts, posing as people you trust. They pressure and demand money or personal information. Don't fall for it. If something feels wrong, slow down and verify. Hang up, don't click, never send money. If targeted, contact law enforcement. Protect yourself, protect your family.
Learn more at sheriffs.org/stopscams. A public service message from the National Sheriffs Association.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Three human development commissions in the Thumb area will be giving away backpacks filled with school supplies. The distributions will be done from 1 to 3 p.m. each day at three different distribution sites within the counties. The first distribution was already earlier today at the park in the city of Bad Axe. Now that that one has passed, the next one will be on Thursday, August the 6th, where there'll be a distribution at the Diamond Trail Park in Sandusky, and then a third distribution on Tuesday, August the 11th at Crampton Park in Lapeer. Supplies are limited, and the child must be present to receive the backpack. There is no registration or income verification or proof of residency required to participate. Besides handing out backpacks at the event sites, there'll also be games, prizes, activities, face painting, and more for the children to enjoy. For any questions or if you have any if you need more information, you can call the Human Development Commission at 1-800-843-6394. And another news for today. The state of Michigan is currently serving as the training ground for one of the nation's largest reserve component military readiness exercises. More than 9,000 service members representing 36 states and U.S. territories, along with military forces from five allied nations, are taking part in Northern Strike 26-2. The exercise continues through August the 14th and is focused on preparing troops for large-scale, multi-domain combat operations. Training is being conducted across the Michigan National Guard's National All-Domain Warfighting Center using realistic air, land, and maritime scenarios. Residents throughout parts of the state can expect increased military aircraft and vehicle activity while the exercise is underway. Training locations include Camp Grayling Joint Maneuver Training Center, the Alpena Combat Readiness Training Center, areas of Lake Michigan and Lake Huron, Rogers City Quarry, Battle Creek Air National Guard Base, Selfridge Air National Guard Base, Oscoda Wurtsmith Airfield, and K.I. Sawyer Airfield in Marquette. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today. Tuesday, August the 4th of 2026. Dominic S. Stonecipher, age 15 of Bad Axe, passed away on August the 2nd of 2026. A celebration of life for Dominic S. Stonecipher will be held on Friday, August the 7th at 11 a.m. at the Bad Axe Free Methodist Church, with visitation beginning at 10 a.m. and running until the time of service at 11. Cremation will follow at the Sunset Valley Crematory of Bay City. The family asks that all those who knew Dominic honor him by looking out for someone who feels left out, cheering for the underdog, or living your life with the same fearless heart and kindness that he showed every day. Condolences may be shared with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. And James Haleski, age 84 of Ubley, passed away on August the 2nd of 2026. Visitation for James Haleski will be held on Friday, August the 7th at 1 p.m., with a memorial service to follow at 2 p.m. at the McAlpin Funeral Home Mac Chapel, followed by a luncheon at the Franklin Inn. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation to the Alzheimer's Association or to the charity of your choice. In keeping with James' wishes, cremation has taken place at the Sunset Valley Crematory. The family wishes to extend a special thank you to the staff at Courtney Manor, and a special thank you to Jolyn Respondick. Condolences may be shared with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.